All right, dude. I think we're live. Are we live?
I think we're live.
I think we're live, baby. And I think the Celtics brought their hard hats tonight. They go up 2-1 in the NBA Finals with a 116-100 win over the Golden State Warriors. I'm Jimmy Toscano. This is the big guy, Nick Gelso, hanging out with us to start the show. We're going to have John Zanis jump on in a few minutes. He's at the Garden. We have Bobby Manning at the Garden. We have Josue Pavone at the Garden. It's a full house at the Garden tonight. A lot of happy people leaving the Garden
Celtics
tonight.
Celtics are at the Garden.
Celtics are at the Garden. Celtics made sure that everyone knew they were at the Garden. And the Golden State Warriors were at the Garden. They made a fun little classic Golden State Warriors run.
One wasn't.
In the third quarter. One left early, I think. I think Draymond
one never
Green,
showed, maybe.
Who's that?
2 points. Draymond?
Oh, okay. Thank you. We're on the same page with that. Yeah, Draymond Green. He also had to leave early. He made sure the refs heard that. But listen, the Warriors did their thing. They came out in the third quarter. The Celtics survived the barrage, the Klay Thompson, Steph Curry barrage of three-pointers. And you know, listen, they even took a lead for a hot second there. And it was scary. It was very scary for Celtics fans to watch that happen again. But you got to give the credit to the Celtics. Behind Tatum, behind Brown, behind Marcus Smart. The Williams brothers, Grant and Rob, coming in huge late in the fourth quarter, or in the fourth quarter. The Celtics withstood the barrage, and they answered back. And now we're talking about a 2-1 series lead. Nick, how do you feel, baby? How do you feel?
Dude, I wish I had my hard hat. I mean, I feel like I put in the work. Nah, man, it feels good,
you got
right?
The hard hat.
I keep saying it. We smell blood, but I think there really is blood now, Jimmy. One more game at home. Then really, I mean, it's first to four, so where the Celtics are the closest, and they didn't have that third quarter complete collapse. They withstood it, and the new big three, are we calling them that yet?
We're not calling them that just yet.
Just yet? Because the networks are hyping them like they are. But
well, there was a fun little stat, I'm sure everyone tonight watching was, this show. They were the first trio. Was it 25 and 5?
Yeah.
So Smart, Tatum, and Brown had over – let me pull it up here. Because
this is going to be Bobby's leading stat.
I don't want to screw up the stat.
It'll infuriate me, Jimmy.
It was.
Because you can – go ahead.
First trio to each have 20 points, 5 rebounds, and 5 assists in the final since 1984 when Kareem, Magic, and Michael Cooper did
Michael
it.
Michael Cooper.
Pretty cool.
CLNS-er.
Yeah, look at that. We'll have to get him on the show and talk about it.
Yep.
But pretty cool company to be a part of. But we're not talking about 1984. We're talking about 2022. And the Celtics are 2 wins away. Pretty freaking sweet to talk about. You have to love the performance you saw from them tonight. Another response after a loss.
Yep.
The resiliency of this team is something that we're going to be talking about for a long, long time if they do, in fact, go the distance here. Because nobody seems to respond better than the Celtics team. After a loss, I mean, they just come out, they regroup, they leave the loss behind them. They don't bring it into the next game. And tonight was a perfect example of that. I mean, it was loud as heck in the Garden from what I could hear on the television screen. They fed off that energy in that first quarter. We got the classic Jaylen Brown doing it all first quarter performance. And then the rest of the team eventually caught up to him. But Jaylen Brown, man, in that first quarter, I think he was like responsible for 24 of the points in one way, shape, or form. This guy, it's like baseball. If you just had a starter to go like 3 innings, that'd be like Jaylen Brown. Just stick him out there, mow everybody down, and, you know, bring in the middle relief. But
Jimmy,
nobody starts better than Jaylen, man.
Jaylen, and I think you broke the record today for earliest bringing Jaylen's name.
I have to. I have to get it in now before the rest of the guys
yeah.
out here and refuse to.
I mean, he's been the MVP, right? So far through 3 games of the 2 wins, he's been – just
arguably,
he's been most consistent.
Yeah.
I mean, Derek White, you could almost say off the bench has been.
Yeah, we won't get too into the MVPs just yet. Just
that's
yet.
Right.
But how about tonight?
Out of 3 games.
How about tonight? That start gives him real good.
It starts him on good momentum, and
right.
that's obviously key, especially when you know there's going to be that third quarter lull. It's important for the Celtics to pick up scoring each quarter ahead of time, so they accumulate a lead and can withstand that blow. Tonight it was more, you know, a little more even, but they still had that dip off in the third quarter, Jimmy. They, I think Golden State had them almost by double digits in the third. So to have that early lead is kind of pivotal, and Jalen has been pivotal in making that happen, but with those early starts.
Absolutely. And then, you know, you talk about Jalen starting it, and then you have Tatum. I have the comment here. Tatum kind of like the finisher. They had a couple of finishers tonight. I thought Marcus Smart really came in huge in that fourth quarter because he had struggled. I thought Smart struggled a little bit in this game with some turnovers and some decision-making. But the couple of threes that he hit there, I know one was off the glass, a little bit lucky, but hey, sometimes it's good to be lucky. Better to be lucky than good sometimes, so we'll take that. 8 of 17 from the field, you're certainly going to take that any day with Marcus Smart. 7 rebounds, 5 assists. And you know what I really want to talk about? This one play that really, I think, summed up the game and ended up being the difference in the game. The infamous loose ball that we're going to hear about for a couple of days now because Draymond fouled out, Curry may or may not have gotten hurt, and the Celtics came up with it. And that was kind of like the
classic.
Yeah, like the Celtics kind of fought for it a little bit harder and got that
rolling
ball.
Their weight. Exactly.
Yeah, and that was the end of it. Like, right, that was kind of the game at that point. You know, the Warriors weren't going to come back from that. Draymond fouls out. And then that was the end of the, you know, any sort of run that I think the Warriors are going to get. But
it was just great
to see the bodies flying. It's the NBA Finals. Everything's on the line. And to see all the Celtics players just going after it like it was the only thing that mattered in the world, that's the mark of a team that, you know, that's the mark of a winning team, a championship team.
It's what you see in those iconic highlight clips. There's always one or two plays from a series where it just epitomizes that real passion. The stuff we were missing early on in the season, saying, oh, my God, is it ever going to come back? Well, it's come back. Now, Jimmy, on the flip side of the whole, you know, great rebounding resiliency team, they still can't drum together two straight wins either, I think, at least against this Warrior team. So it's really first to do that in the next four, right? First to win two straight. So if the Celtics can win the next game, they're up 3-1, baby. Then the hard hat is like banging off the wall.
The hard hat's not leaving his head if they go up 3-1. Like, you'll see me all over town with it on. But it's not an easy task once you get to the playoffs to go on a winning streak.
No.
But on the other side of things, you don't want to end up on the opposite of that where you're on the wrong end and you're on the losing streak. So, like, the resiliency and the response to answer back the way they do, it's just something – there's something to be said for that, especially for a team that's relatively young. It's not like they're a veteran – you know, they are veterans in a sense. Like, Tatum and Brown are veterans. But we're not talking about guys on the other side of 30 aside from, like, Al, right?
And against the three with Golden State, they're babies.
Exactly. So the experience is there to a point, but we all know the narrative, how they've never – none of them have been in an NBA Finals game. So this was a huge, huge showing for them tonight. And now they have to – again, like we just mentioned, a 3-1 series lead is staring them right in the face if they can take care of business at home Friday night. And that would be something to go out west with a 3-1 series lead like that. I think that, you know – but
again,
and in those situations, though, where they've had – they've had the opportunity to go up that way, and they haven't. So, again, we're going to see how they're growing in front of our eyes here. If they do end up, you know,
but this time it's Jimmy. They have to. They almost have. They don't have to, but they almost have to put their.
But they can. The thing is this: they know that they can. We know that the Celtics are. I think anyone who's watching the series knows that when the Celtics are on their game, I would say that they're the better team. I think talent wise, from top to bottom,
the
depth. The depth there you've got now, the help that they're getting from guys like Grant that we mentioned briefly, White, we haven't even talked about much from him, but he was hot at certain points in this game. And then the guys at the top, Tatum, Brown, and now Smart, the way they're playing. So healthy Rob is what we've been saying is the X factor. He looked pretty damn healthy a lot tonight. I mean, he was jumping all over the floor, blocking shots, grabbing rebounds, extremely active. I hope to God that he can get enough rest, and this is a short turnaround here. Now we've only got one day in between games, so I'm not sure if there's a whole lot
in that first quarter.
You know, that he can
he
do
was so
between
disruptive,
now
and, then. And the collapsing defense and the switching, it looked like Boston was literally suffocating the Warriors. They just couldn't do anything in the paint. They were locking them down in the paint.
Mm-hmm.
And between Jalen taking charges and Rob, just his existence being ever present and people knowing he's there, it almost looked, when that defense gets humming like that,
yep,
it almost looks like they're playing against a college or high school team. Right,
for, sure.
for that point, that while, and they were locked down in that first quarter. Golden State looked like they hadn't won a championship. They lost their composure at Boston at TD Garden, which is the greatest thing as a fan. Or Jimmy, this is our first real playoff run in a long time where times are normal and we're not there, right? So watching it on TV, it's such a different perspective.
Totally.
Such a different perspective. And
it's great.
I'd love it. The composure, I think, on the side of the Warriors in that first half was just not there. And Draymond, I'm sorry, I can't let it go. The dude has
gone nonstop
since the series started on day one of media day, trying to kind of condescend to the Celtics. But the dude had a world-class beating put on him this time because he insinuated the wrong guy in the wrong era was a wimp. Because let me tell you, Max he brushed him up and down today from NBA.com or NBA TV, ESPN, NBC. The dude's been everywhere. And what he said on NBA TV with Isaiah Thomas sitting beside him going, "I witnessed it." And then Draymond,
Nick,
goes,
you're gonna have to be a little bit more specific. I don't think everyone knows exactly what you're talking about in terms of the Maxwell Draymond thing. So if you want,
those who are living under a rock, you know, Max basically and Gary Payton were talking trash after game two and or one maybe I don't remember one
game
of the
two.
Games, game two, and you know, Max basically said if Draymond pulled that crap back in the 80s, he'd have gotten knocked out. With a few choice words.
Sure.
Draymond heard about it. Basically said that basically.
You can
said
watch
that.
This on CLNS YouTube.
It's on our channel. And really, I think it was exclusively on our channel for the longest time. But then he went on to say at the media availability yesterday that, you know, players back then only got fined a dollar or two.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Max, well, money. Jimmy, that was like, oh no, oh no. He went on. He said, you know, the district, because guys that from the times in the past, they made way less money so these guys could make more. Listen, all of that aside,
yeah,
Jimmy, I know you agree with me. These are the moments, whether it's on the court or in the media or players with the media, whatever, the NBA Finals drama is fantastic. And this is what makes it great. It's these side stories.
Sure.
You know, and this was one of them. And today they gave Max his piece and he silenced Draymond and Draymond put up a deuce.
And it was what was funny.
Not
was,
to be mistaken with Deuce Tatum.
What was funny was Draymond said he deserves was a differential treatment. Were those the words that he said about how he's, you know, earned the right to get those non-calls? And then he fouls out. I mean, how perfect is that, dude? I guess not so differential after all. He fouled out. Yeah, tough game for Draymond. I'm sure we'll get into that later. If you guys are just joining us now, welcome. It's the Celtics post-game show. I am Jimmy Toscano. This is Nick Gelso.
I am not John Zanis.
He is not John Zanis. John Zanis will be joining us very shortly. John Zanis. Can I get my intro in, please, Nick?
Sorry, Jimmy.
No,
I know
this
is your big chance.
I do that all the time. I do that all the time. So it's only fair that you do it to me. John Zanis is at the game. He's going to be logging on soon. Bobby Manning is at the game. He'll be checking in with us, as is Josue Pavone. So we're going to, and Sherrod Blakely. I know Sherrod Blakely's at the game. I'm not entirely sure what his status is. Hopefully we can see him as well at some point. So we're going to have a full house tonight, guys. I appreciate you guys joining us after a massive win. Celtics 116 over the Warriors 100. One thing we haven't mentioned is that this was actually a pretty good Steph and
I might be here.
Someone's talking to John in the background.
What are you from the TV booth tonight?
I'm here at the TV, where the TV guys talk.
Yeah, look at you.
Oh,
he's at
Mike Gorman's seat.
Your dream scenario. All right, Dennis.
Yeah,
we've already talked our heads up.
You have quite a, you guys have been able to hold on to quite a crowd.
You're we have.
By that, I think 100. I actually saw the number drop significantly when you jumped on.
It did. I was trying to figure out why that was.
We need Nick to leave, and we need the boomer bump. We need him to come back.
Yeah, the boomer bump. Because
when he comes in, he brings thousands.
The boomer bump.
Bobby Manning and I were languishing along a garden report last night. But anyway, what did we talk about? Yeah. Only Rob?
I just dropped
yeah, we did 15 minutes of Rob and Neesmith. The Neesmith performance was a little... Yeah.
Neesmith.
Wasn't that terrific? We went around the block, but we did certainly mention... We left a lot of meat on the bone.
I'd like to go around the block too. I mean, you know, just quick observations right out of the gate. I liked, you know, we talk about adjustments. There's a couple things, you know, obviously, like Bobby and I were on the show yesterday. We were advocating for maybe going with a small lineup to start, and they didn't. But it was obvious, like Ime had a plan, and it was start it with Rob, get him out quick, go to that small lineup. Did it again in the second half. Rob came out at the 3-minute mark. They played one big most of the night, and I think it really unlocked them both. I thought Rob, I don't know what it was, you know, physicality. Maybe this was just one of those days where it just felt better for him. He was such a difference maker tonight, like in a way that's like, that's what you're missing. And he just did so much. He was just so all over the place and just contesting, and his blocks are so freaking spectacular. But he was bouncy. He was good on the boards too. He was active. He made good passes. Like everything was right from Rob tonight. And that's just a difference making sort of play. And then, you know, Tatum, I know we're going to get on some stuff, like the missed layups drove us crazy, but like Bobby will come on here and he'll say, this was perfect, Tatum, right? You know, and why is he going to say it?
And he said that in the first quarter, I think.
He did, and if I was next to him, I would have friggin' hauled off. But the reality is, it's the approach was perfect. He just missed too many layups, but he attacked quick. He didn't sit and wait and dribble. Everything, it was much more decisive. Everything that he did when he went to the basket, when he decided to rise up and shoot, he just missed too many layups. I just wanted to go a little bit stronger there. If they didn't miss layups and turn it over, I mean, this would have been a 20-something point game in the first half there, and they would have blown. Any type, an 8-point differential in the third quarter wouldn't have made any difference, right? So he was, I thought he was great. You know, Marcus tried to kill him. The start of the fourth quarter, was that the most hectic thing you've ever seen?
It was nauseating.
It was.
To have them go from, you know, up only three or four to up 11 when they were seemingly doing everything wrong was unbelievable. The Marcus Banks.
John,
three,
it encompassed the whole season in one quarter.
What a heart attack that was. But it's amazing, guys. It's amazing. It was cool to be here too. It's like
yeah.
I said,
what was
it?
You know, yeah,
give us the atmosphere. Picture.
Yeah,
it was the garden.
Vibe, NBA Finals was, for the first time.
Vibe was good, man. I mean, you know, first time in a long time. You know,
were the stars out?
Yeah, were the stars out?
You know, I mean,
the Boston,
you were there. The Boston Stars are like people cheer for rich guys. You know, it's like look at that guy. He owns stuff. You know.
Yeah. Right.
Like, yay! It's Robert Kraft. He owns things. You know, congratulations. Is there anything less?
Dave Portnoy gets a big more cheers than Bill Russell on game night.
Is there anything less impactful than an owner of a team in a salary cap sport? You know, it's like, doesn't do it. And right. then there was Nelly, and you could see I was standing in the crowd. Standing in the crowd during Nelly, and you could hear a lot of people like, "Oh, I know that song. That's Nelly. I know that. I've heard of him."
Little
you know,
country grammar.
Wait a minute. You want to hear even better? I must have been at the bathroom at that moment. I thought you were talking about Don Nelson. I'm like, Nelly was there?
Nelly is
Tatum's guy. So I know. That was but a smart little
moreover,
that was a smart move by the Steez.
Remember the cover of the magazine?
So here's one thing. I never fully owned up to. I had the most, probably, I had anything? The most grievous, you know. Yeah, I've never owned up to anything. The only person who had a worse night in my mind than Jason Tatum in game two when he was a minus 36 was John Zanis, who was a minus 37 from the point of my tweet of that the Celtics, that Golden State looked overmatched. I went minus 37 from that tweet to the
and he
game.
Tracked it. But, he tracked it.
But I no, one of my friends was lighting me up over it. But
thanks for not tweeting that tonight.
But I still felt it then. I still feel it now. I feel the same way. I honestly believe that when they turn up the heat, when they play fast, when they limit mistakes, this wasn't even like a lights out shooting performance, sort of anomalous game one, you know, where I know, you know, Draymond could point at it and be like, D. White and Smart and Horford are making threes. He's right. That's not going to happen. By the way, he had more foul. Draymond Green had more fouls than he did any other singular counting stat.
I'm tweeting that fouls, out now. I'll credit you.
More, I already did it. You can just retweet me.
I'll just retweet you.
No, but I mean, the Draymond stuff is great. Great. Thank God for Draymond. Great flavor off of that. Because, they were on him. But also, like, you know, I was afraid that they would kind of, you know, that's feeding the beast. That's the kind of stuff that he thrives on. And he did. And he didn't. I don't think it got to him, but it helped that he had a miserable friggin' game and he wasn't getting calls and he got frustrated. Right. And honestly, he should have gotten seven or eight technicals tonight.
Yes.
I can't believe refs let him walk up to their face and just, he's literally, he's like, fuck you. He's just screaming at people. I can't believe he gets away with that. But
especially when you
whatever.
See what weak techs other guys get for arguing.
Right. That's what I mean. Like, Tatum throws his hands up and that's it. Right.
Right. Right, it's crazy.
Well, on just the inconsistency constantly. That's what you're talking about. I mean, someone said to me today, why don't they even just argue back a little? I'm like, because they don't know game to game what is a technical, what's a foul, flagrant, what's a no call.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't
someone
know how
just
to
said
respond.
This.
What?
it's different when I don't.
Because you have to
it's
come
different
out
when
of
I'm not. It's different when I'm not doing it in my PJs, right? You know,
When you've been inside for 3 days straight.
That one mistake I made, when I went to the Peloton, and then I was like, oh shoot, I'm in friggin' pajamas.
That was hilarious. That was hilarious.
I was like, no one needed to see that.
The other
funny one was John looks like half the man with lesser Wi-Fi. That was a good comment. Somebody put it in there. The garden Wi-Fi is upgraded.
It's some good lighting at the garden right now.
So. Yeah, good lighting.
You know what I have? I had one of my friends from NBC Sports. As soon as I turned on my light, he's like, this is all wrong. And he changed the temperature. He's like, this is what you need.
Look,
I was like,
stunning,
oh,
John.
Thank you.
Color. Your cool. color
I'm
looks.
I'm going to have to change the lighting a little bit.
I got to remember the settings on this because I just like. I'm like, am I blue or am I orange? I'm not a technical guy.
You're a little orange.
So yeah.
Joe,
so that was great.
This.
I mean, go ahead. I don't want to step on you. What you guys already talked about?
No, so, we already covered the whole game.
I want to throw. Yeah, we're actually going to end the show now.
We're done.
No, I want to ask you. Was this like the quote unquote, you know, best shot from the Warriors when it comes to like Steph and Klay kind of both being hot, and they both had. I mean, they both had decent games. I would say. You know, from behind the arc, especially in that third quarter. Does this kind of remind you of like when the Bucks kind of gave the Celtics everything they had and it still just wasn't enough as long as the Celtics just did their thing and didn't beat themselves?
Question.
You listening to anything I'm saying right now?
I agree 100%, Jimmy. I'm glad you said that because that's the whole point. Like when I tweeted
No,
you said, is this their best shot? Because Klay, guys, I can walk and chew gum. I trust
we
me.
We can't.
Like, yeah. I can.
We can't.
No. But you're right, though. Hitting a bunch of threes, Klay was. We talked about it again on the pregame yesterday. Bobby and I that you're gonna eat a Klay game, right? You know, like it's gonna come because I didn't think they were playing phenomenal defense on him. I think he's one of those guys who just needs a little sliver of time, and he gets and he can hit really tough shots. He just hadn't done it yet, so there was gonna be a game where he started hitting those, and this was it. And then Curry did his stuff, and what do you know? The other guys didn't. And that's kind of what it is you've got those guys who can beat you, but if you do everything else right, you take care of your end. Yes. So I don't know if it's the best shot because, again, I stand by what I said before. I really do believe the Celtics play it clean. Golden State's not lighting them up. I mean, this is the vaunted Golden State offense, and you're looking at 108, 107, and 100 in the three games. They're not putting up one. I mean, sure, it's possible, but I just don't see them tuning up the Celtics by just going.
Right.
The defense is going to keep them in it as long as the Celtics play a semi-functional brand of offense.
You said that from the beginning.
That's been my vibe. Bobby's kind of there too, and we agree
Bobby's
a little
come
bit
back
on this.
Forth two or three times already.
He does.
Let me ask you.
He does.
You know, and I thought it was pretty apparent in the fourth quarter when the Celtics, and I tweeted this, the Celtics were attacking the rim, and the Warriors were only trying to find shots for Klay and Steph off the screens, three-point shots. And the Celtics, I thought at that point, really kind of played with a lot more purpose on the defensive end, and they went over the screens instead of going under or falling back. They were putting enough force and pressure on those two guys where they started to miss. And on the offensive end, the Celtics were attacking. You know, Tatum didn't have the greatest shooting night by any stretch, but he attacked the rim, and he made some really, really nice.
And he did it quick.
Quarter.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the playoffs, fights, and even the next season futures. And don't forget that baseball is back and the start of the Major League Baseball season is finally here. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code CLNS50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Right, yeah. Very quick. His first couple of steps. Yeah, go for it. What do you got?
I'm going to cut you right off, Jimmy.
Sure you are.
Tatum is almost, and this gets you nothing, but almost two triple doubles. Today he had 9 assists.
You cut me off to say that.
Game 1 he had 12, huh?
You cut me off to say fake triple doubles.
No, they got they got four.
He had
four
6 wins. Rebounds, Nick. I mean, what's how close I know, do you it's have close, to be for you
John,
to call it?
It's on the higher side of 50%. It's almost 60. It is 60%.
I mean, that's a massive reach.
60% of the way.
Rob Williams. Yeah.
Now remember, I predicted 3 triple doubles.
Oh, that's what this is
from
about.
Tatum.
You oh, yeah. just missed.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that was no. my that was my bold prediction. Tonight was close.
Have you guys talked about Jalen, or do I have to?
No, we did.
I made a point to talk about Jalen because so I didn't think that you guys.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I would.
We can take that part out.
We talked about Jalen's.
I like this whole game.
His whole game, I thought, he was engaged. He was in attack mode. I just talked about how they were attacking in the fourth quarter. He was one of those guys. Obviously, you can't talk about Jalen without talking about the first quarter. That's kind of what we were focusing on. I mean, I think he attributed 24 of the Celtics points in the first quarter, whether it was point or assist. Just the way that he starts games and kind of gets them going, it's I don't have anything to compare it to. I've never seen something like that. It's so consistent. It's not like you almost expect it. I don't know if the rest of the team does too. What I wish is that the teammates would keep him involved a little bit.
Remember that he's alive. Yeah.
Right. That's the issue I have is I'm not even blaming him. I feel like they're like, all right, you know, you did your thing. Now like give me a chance or sort of thing. Yeah. So
go to the corner.
Obviously credit Jalen again for what he did.
I thought they missed him a few times I thought they could have involved him a little bit more. I thought there was a couple times in the fourth where Tatum was looking and, you know, on a switch, Curry ended up over on Brown a couple times. He didn't give it to him where he probably could have, and he could have gone to work. But always the fear with Brown also is the you start to put the ball in his hands late in the game, and you are worried a little bit about turnovers. So I wonder if that's, you know, a concern where –
Or him having
you know,
to go left.
It doesn't matter. He played a clean game. He played a smart game. Obviously, someone just put up here. Is that you, Jimmy, the block on Klay?
I put that up, I'm the captain now.
I mean, everybody. It's just a cleaner round game. I mean, Marcus has to clean up some of the turnovers. He played pretty dumb for a while, but then he turned it up late. I was nervous. I didn't like – two things I didn't like. I mean – missed layups are missed layups. You always want to get rid of those. But the two things I didn't love, the drop coverage they were playing on the three-point shooters there in the third, I felt like they let Curry and Klay get hot with, like, practice shots, practice threes. They just gave them too many of those in the third, and that's when they made the run and took that lead there. That was frustrating. I don't know why they were doing that. I know Ime ripped into them after one Klay three coming out of the timeout.
Yeah. I was going to say, you could tell he must have ripped into them in between quarters, too, because they defended it much differently in the fourth. Well, and that really was the difference because the Warriors didn't really change what they were doing. They were still just trying to get the three off of the screen, and the Celtics were fighting through it and going above it and getting hands in the area. So I thought that was the difference. I mean, it was just a little bit more purpose or effort on that
end.
But
good on the Celtics there at 8. Yeah, they didn't crap out there at 83-82, it could have gone south, and it didn't. They actually turned it around and put on a little run there and ended up that quarter taking a lead,
Marcus,
which was
hit
pretty
a three right there, right?
Important, I think.
Yeah, I think Marcus hit a three.
So
the other end.
We're going to bring in Sherrod, too.
Let's go.
Sherrod, look where I am.
Sure. It's coming.
Can you guys hear me okay?
Oh, we can hear you.
Hi, Sherrod.
What's
look down, Sherrod.
We got National Broadcast TV John on the show today, sitting in the
I'm in the Garmin suit.
Mike Breen's
in
chair. The booth.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Yeah, Jimmy, come out firing. You guys can hear me okay?
Oh, we got you, dude.
Yeah, we got you.
What
you
a
have
game.
The floor. What you got?
What a game. I mean, look. I felt like, damn, this is a good win for so many reasons. I think the biggest one for me, the big takeaway, is you got Klay Thompson, Steph Curry doing what they do well, and you still find a way to win. To me, that's the big takeaway from here. The fact that you got the Klay Thompson smackdown, the Steph Curry, Curry game, real spicy, and you still find
zesty.
A way to win.
Zesty.
Yeah, I like that, yeah.
It was. No, we talked about that, too. What you have to worry about is the Draymond game when he goes off.
You know
that's
what?
Not going to happen.
Yeah, I'm really good. I'm shaking in my little hard hat about that game, John.
I think Sexy Joe
has another triple single. I think his fouls was the highest stat that
he had. The highest stat he had was fouls, yeah.
Yeah, congrats. Yeah. Congrats, buddy.
It was awful quiet.
No, but Sherrod, you're right there on the Jimmy just mentioned that. Just a minute before you jumped on, you kind of survived the Klay game that you knew was possibly coming, coupled with a Curry game where he was playing well. And it didn't matter. And that's kind of why, like I said, before, Bobby and I kind of had that confidence level, which is I think as long as the Celtics don't kill themselves, they can withstand what Golden State can bring at them. And really should be able to control the series and the tempo and just the way things go.
I love the ball movement.
I love the rotations tonight.
Yeah, I mean, Jalen damn near had a double-double. Marcus Smart damn near had a double-double. Tatum damn near had a double-double. And in a category where they weren't close to double-double, they still made an impact, whether it was assists or rebounds. So this was a great game. Great game for them.
Yeah.
Grant Williams did something besides pick up fouls. That was good to see.
There you go. So I'm glad that you mentioned Grant Williams, because I wanted to mention, because Draymond basically called out Grant Williams in between.
As he should.
Today. Yeah.
Maybe Draymond wants Grant to be Grant Williams now.
Yeah, exactly. Who's a fan of who after this one? I thought both, both Williams brothers, Grant and Rob, were pivotal. I'm gonna steal a word from Bobby. I'm just gonna go with pivotal in that fourth quarter.
Yeah, I thought that for Rob, I thought this was his best game of the series at this point.
Yes,
his presence was undeniable. I mean, those block shots. One of them I thought was a goaltend, though. Not gonna lie.
The Curry one was a goaltend. They did not show that replay here.
And they weren't going to. They damn sure were going to show that again.
Nope.
But Rob had – I mean, Rob's presence was undeniable. And it was good to see. It was good to see. And he didn't play a ton of minutes. I think he played, like, what was it? 26 minutes? Yeah. He didn't play a ton of minutes. Good game, though. Good. I this was a thoroughly enjoyable game of both sides. And seeing Golden State kind of get back into the game, it was good to see.
He definitely looked springier, which was good. I mean, he's not – it's not full Rob, but it's the closest we've seen in quite a bit, I think.
Yeah.
And it might be the closest we get.
Yeah. They got to figure out – I mean, Golden State, they got to find another source of scoring. Because right now, it's clear that two men can't get it done. I mean, you're not going to get Klay Thompson and Steph Curry to play as well as they did in terms of shot making and another – both on the same night. They need someone else to give them some lift. And they just right now, that dude is not in the building for them. So.
Facts, my dog.
Facts, dog.
I mean, Jordan Poole, game one, he was in the kiddie pool. Game two, he decided to, get in the splash party.
Yeah.
Game three, he was back in the kiddie pool. I mean, it's like, make up
I love kiddie pool.
So,
Sherrod, what do you think of the atmosphere tonight? In the garden.
Great. Yeah. I love the chance for Draymond. Although I'm not sure that we I'm not going to repeat what they said, but it was I enjoyed
we could hear
a lot
it.
Of that.
We could hear it on the TV.
Yeah, the FU Draymond transfers were good, and they're well timed too. That's the cool thing about the Celtics; their chants were right on time. Like Draymond would do something and pisses him off, and he's just ready to explode, and then all of a sudden you hear FU Draymond. FU.
I felt like there was a. Perfect. They're pretty good about bringing it on, but I felt like they had a tough time syncing up. There was a little row, row, row your boat action there where people were chanting it in waves. Yeah.
Everyone was really excited to get that one going. They didn't want to have to wait around to do it.
Boston like excels at that.
That's like third Bud Light chant range. Yeah. You know, after that third one, it's just like, you know, the synchronicity is not quite what it needs to be.
Boston fans are elite at the FU chant, though. They're friggin'
they
or the this guy sucks chant. They're elite at it.
Yeah, I mean, I remember when I was in Detroit and Rasheed Wallace came through here a couple of times. There was FU Rasheed.
John, Marcus Smart is
I think Joe Sway is right behind me. You can't set up there, dude.
Joe Sway, we've talked about
this. Is he really going to do it from right there?
He was totally going to do that, John. He was totally going to do that.
He wants to
He's
be
literally.
Echo.
I should have let him right over the shadow.
We can
right
literally hear him. We can hear him.
That would have been great, John.
I should have let it happen. This is called situational awareness, Jalen. Yeah. Pick your head up. Don't just dribble with, you know.
Yeah. There are three defenders in front of you. That means that there are two teammates open. What should you do?
He's got how many open seats in the TD Garden? 18,752 or something like that. And he picks one right next to John.
I just see him. That was great. It was brilliant.
Marcus,
like I'm supposed to know, from my frigging office, my home office, where specifically Joe Sway is. Anyway,
where'd he go?
What happened to Nick? Did he think he's not wanted anymore?
Nick literally texted us and goes, "I'm gonna slide out on another." It's like, what?
Nick, at least come in and say boomer.
Nick, at least
bye.
Say bye to us. Yeah. Like, I thought after all we've been through, like, not even a goodbye. Hey, Marcus Smart at the podium is a look that we need to like find a clip or a picture and just make sure everyone knows what his post game attire is today. He looks
I'll look
awesome.
For it.
So we'll do that at some point. And if anyone says anything good, we'll try to throw those up too. I think, right? We usually do that.
Yeah, sometimes.
John, why don't you reset? Why don't you reset us here?
Well, we can. I went on a little rant earlier, Sherrod, when I stepped on, just kind of, you know, opening up with everything that I thought was going on here. But like, what did you think was the most different of all? And you mentioned ball movement already, and I think that was obviously super important. But anything else stand out to you, just in terms of? What the Celtics were doing. This is a pretty high-level game, just in terms of what was going on possession by possession. There was a lot of stuff. I think this is the type of thing you're going to have to watch a couple of times and be like, oh. But just in general, they just quicker decisions on offense, I thought, for sure. With the exception of that third quarter, they were doing a pretty good job staying up on the screens. I loved that they kind of took our advice a little, which was abandoning long stretches of double big. They went to Derek White early. They were starting with Rob, but they really mainly just played one big on the floor all night, which I think just suits them so much better in this series. So those are kind of things that jumped out to me. What jumped out to you tonight?
The low turnovers, the fact that they did a much better job of taking care of the ball. It wasn't just flying all over the damn place. You didn't see as many, you know, Jason Tatum driving to the hole. Jason sees three defenders. Jason gets stripped, layup the other way. We didn't see as much of that. Or Jaylen Brown, you know, he dribble drives past Jordan Poole. And then he decides that he's going to take another step, and then he gets stripped. We didn't see that. They did a really good job of getting to spots off the dribble drive and finding teammates or shooting themselves. We didn't have many of those, what I call those sassy moments, where they want to shoot, they want to pass, so they do the sassy thing, and they just they just throw something up, and it's just ugly. And coaches look. Yeah, we didn't have too many sassy moments tonight. that was good to see. That was good to see.
That was good to see. What'd you think of Marcus? I thought Marcus had a great recovery to this game. I thought he had – maybe some – you mentioned turnovers, but I thought he had a couple tough ones to start the game or throughout the game. But his fourth quarter was – he was just as important as anybody on the team.
Yeah, the big thing with Marcus was that he just looked engaged. I didn't think he looked engaged in the last game. It wasn't that he played bad. It's just that it didn't seem like he was playing. I mean,
it kind of fell that way since the injury, to be honest. Tonight was, I thought, the best stretch he's played in that fourth quarter.
Yeah, I mean, I would say I want to either the first or second game he came back for the midfoot sprain. I thought he was pretty – I think it was the first game back where he looked pretty good. But I this was definitely as close as we've seen to Marcus Smart since he's been dealing with this assortment of different foot and ankle injuries and all that. And, you know, that bank shot that went in the fourth quarter, that's when you knew it's a wrap. Marcus Smart's hitting bank shots. That's classic. Your cue. Yeah, that's as a coach, that's your timeout moment. Because right now it's only going to get worse if he's hitting bank shot threes. But he played a good game. I mean, he did a lot of good things for them.
I knew it. I was like, everyone needs to see that.
That's Marcus tonight.
That's fine. That's NBA Finals.
You know what though?
That's Marcus Smart right there, folks.
That is Marcus Smart. I mean, you got a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and you don't really know how all this is going to work together. But damn it, he's going to make it work.
Marcus Smart knew they were
with
winning.
With the Cuban link around his neck. I see you, Marcus, with the Cuban link. Okay.
You don't wear that outfit after a loss. Marcus Smart knew the Celtics were going to win tonight. That's confidence right there. You know a play I talked about with Nick that I want to bring up with you guys? The infamous loose ball.
At the very end there?
Yeah.
And the fact that Marcus Smart came up with it?
Yeah, and that Draymond fouled out during it, and Curry may or may not have gotten hurt during it. And I just thought that play kind of summarized the Celtics tonight. Like, they were just everywhere. The energy, just the want for the ball. I'm not going to say they wanted it more. I think that's kind of cliche, but in that play, they kind of did.
That's the kind of a pay for here.
Yeah, exactly. But no, I thought it was a good representation of how they played in this game, that they were diving all over the floor like it was, you know, the only thing that matters to them, right?
I would agree, because in my story for fullcourtpress.bullington.com, I actually led with that whole scene, because nice. I do think
I know you do.
In many ways, it surmised this game. I mean, the Celtics just made all the tough plays when they had to be made, and when the dust settled, guess who had the ball? The Boston Celtics, Marcus Smart, and then Draymond, again, it was a bad game for him. I mean, there's no getting around that. I mean, he made one shot. I think he had maybe 4 rebounds, 3 assists, but stats never tell the tale of what he does. It's his presence and frankly, the ability to be polarizing to his opponents, and he was none of that. I mean, there were no boxes that he checked off that he could feel good about. Other than the box that's in his bank account, that's like the only box
that's it.
Fared well tonight with Draymond.
Yeah.
So, we'll talk all about it on his podcast tomorrow.
I'm a little nervous about Clay though. The way he was, because Clay looked like pre-injury Clay. I mean, this was like
still got it in him somewhere.
Yeah, I don't know if he can sustain. I don't know if he can sustain that, but damn it, you know it's there though. You know he's got a 30-40 piece in him. You know,
real
that.
Quick, real quick,
that.
before we let Joe Sway in, we
oh,
will
did
let
he find
him
a
in.
Seat?
He did. He's right here.
he's sitting hey, across from you. Across from you. Yeah,
he's looking at me.
Yeah.
I do want to tell people about our wonderful sponsor, HelloFresh. And
my box came today, by the way.
I got
my HelloFresh box. I got my box came today. I had to. It came like when I was heading out for the game. So, but I did open it up.
I got another delivery coming Monday. Sherrod got what did they send you today?
I got meatloaf. I got some kind of.
Dude,
yeah,
the meatloaf.
You know,
Jimmy
I
get
gets
excited.
Oh wait, you
about
got the
that.
Meatloaf. You already had the meatloaf. You asked for seconds, didn't you?
Damn right, I asked for seconds.
Came back for seconds.
Damn right, I did. I'm back.
Sherrod customized a meal plan that's 9 meatloafs and then one salad.
Only meatloaf. Yeah.
And just give me something random. Just 9 meatloafs.
And Sherrod knows meatloaf.
And then dealer's choice. Meatloaf. But
exactly.
Just very quick, again, just to let everybody know here, what you're getting with HelloFresh, farm-fresh, pre-portioned ingredients, seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. We're talking restaurant-quality food, 72% cheaper than you'll get at a restaurant for the same type of meal. It is affordable. It's America's number one meal kit, and you should. We're talking about, as we said, customizable menus. We got Mediterranean recipes.
Meatloaf!
Meatloaf. We got... sweet heat shrimp tempura bowls, garden spinach ricotta ravioli, which I ate the other day, one pot creamy lemon dill chicken soup, bunch of spring options. We're going to have summer options coming up. You can pick it, you customize it, you get exactly what you want. Fit and wholesome recipe, satisfying for the whole family, or just for one, or just for two. It doesn't matter. You can get whatever you want. I got the family. I got a family of four pack. I got five in my family, but the little ones don't. They're like half
all
a person
four for
each.
You?
They're half a person each. I eat two. The rest of the family gets the other two.
yeah, it checks
that's
out.
Fair.
That's about right. So again, here's how you do it. And if you guys would do this for us, this is super important. Obviously, if you support our sponsors, go over to HelloFresh.com. This is super important. HelloFresh.com/playoff16. Playoff16, use that code. And again, why is it 16, Jimmy?
16 dubs. 16 wins. Dubs. And how many do we have?
Yo.
How many do we have? We have 14,
two
I think, right?
Left.
Yeah, we have two left. We have 14, two 16 left. Minus 14, two left.
It's unbelievable,
two dubs
guys.
Left and one Joe Sway. How about that?
Yep.
And yo, three free gifts.
As if it's not bad enough, you're going to take my spot. But why are you talking as if you're, like, hiding out somewhere? Man, speak up. Come on, man. Where's that enthusiasm?
Me?
No, not you. John.
Oh, John.
John's got the best seat in the house.
John's take in the TV booth.
And he's like, hey, guys, hello, fresh.
Oh, I don't know. On, Jimmy, you think I've been keeping it quiet?
No, he's typically.
No, I was. I was bringing heat earlier.
Yeah,
really?
Oh. Yeah.
Sway, can you see John from where you're at?
Yeah, I can. Freaking John waits until the last second to tell me where he's at. I had no idea he was even still here.
I didn't wait to tell him anything. I literally just sat here.
John goes to one freaking game and thinks he
literally
runs the arena,
snatching spots.
Yeah, look, he's in the TV booth all of a sudden. Unbelievable. Anyways, that's HelloFresh.
Jason Tatum walking by. HelloFresh. Yeah,
well,
Jason Tatum going for a network interview.
Get him on the show. We're a network.
We are. We are the CLNS Media Network.
Anyways, HelloFresh.com, /playoff16.
Yes, please check it out. Please support
our
sponsors.
Guys, we need to eat, okay? Just freaking sign up.
We need it.
We need to eat. So, you need to eat.
Joe Sway, we've all kind of taken a shot here. You know, your observations, just, you know, the things that stood out most to you tonight.
The Jaylen Brown game. He kept it consistent, guys. I thought, look,
yep.
for the joking that we do about Jaylen Brown, I mean, it's hard to complain about it.
Sometimes I'm not joking, but that's okay.
Like, he kept his composure. There were moments with it when there was, you know, a bit of a scuffle, especially involving Grant Williams with Draymond Green, and They didn't lose their composure. They didn't let themselves check out of the game. And Draymond's like sitting there, itching for it. Like, yeah, come on, get mad at me. This is the reaction I want. This is exactly what I wanted. But then nothing happened from that, right? I mean, yeah, the Golden State Warriors went on their run, but the Celtics, like, that's going to be a common pattern throughout this course of this best of seven series. Like, they're going to go on those runs. You have to survive them. And the Celtics did a very good job of doing that, especially after that third quarter. I mean, that's been the MO of the Golden State Warriors all year long. Like, the third quarter is. They come out strong out of halftime. And the Celtics, that they haven't had historically, they haven't had the greatest third quarters, you know, outside of what happened in game one. But look, they again, alongside Jaylen Brown, and he kept the composure. I thought Jason Tatum was point guard Tatum throughout the first half, just slowly finding his rhythm offensively and scoring and that well-balanced attack. And then, you know, the rebounding, look, the second chance opportunities and all the bigs are doing it. You know, Robert Williams, his best game of this series. You know, we're not quite sure how many of these performances we're going to get from Rob Williams, but the Celtics did an excellent job of capitalizing,
He only gets stronger from here, Josue.
I don't know about that. I don't know. But maybe the next time the series switches cities, because that extra day, he told me that it does make a difference. You know,
the offensive rebounding.
The
offensive rebounding made a huge difference in this game.
Right. And I think it's the
offensive rebound numbers 15 to 6. For the Celtics, we're getting kind of beat up there. And you talk about giveaway points. Obviously, they still had, you know, more turnovers than you want. And, you know, they had, you know, they kept that number under that Mendoza line of 15. The record is 13-2 with 15 or fewer. Now it's 14-2 and 0-5 when it exceeds that.
Yeah, they had
8 in the first half, and they gave up a ton of points there. And then they only had 4 the entire second half, which is a huge improvement. But
it's incredible.
And then they weren't giving away points on the offensive glass and other dumb things. What was killing them was missed layups and transition and going the other way. Those were pretty much like turnovers. How many times Tatum missed one was a 5-point swing way too often. But the you're right, though. Jalen kept it consistent. The Celtics, I mean, 8-point differential in the third quarter, the way these things have been going feels like a victory, right?
Well, it does, because I feel like they were playing the Warriors game for a lot of this, right? That fast pace up and down the floor. I mean, look, from the passes that you saw from like Al Horford, the football pass across, you know, the Warriors like that game. That they feel comfortable in that. And the Celtics, you know, Ime brought this up after the game. They had to have that balance of also finding ways to score and be productive in the half court set. And I thought that's where they really killed the Warriors. And that's where they really started to shift the momentum again and just stack up those stops, defensive stops. I mean, look, Grant Williams, you know, I think he needs to do this throughout the entire series. And I don't think it's too much to ask, right? And I don't just mean the numbers of him scoring 10 or 5 rebounds. I mean, look, just being productive, scoring in double figures, putting together those stops, but also those second chance opportunities. You know, they need that for him throughout. We know, for obvious reasons. I mean, Rob's not 100%, but most importantly, this isn't the biggest second unit. You know, so it's a very thin bench lineup, and I think he plays a big part. He may be the most important piece outside of Derek White. You know, so I thought that went a long way for the Celtics team in the second half. When you think about what they were getting out of Rob, especially in that fourth quarter.
Facts, my dog.
Yeah, that's huge. This is a huge win.
Yeah.
You know,
it's a big win, but you know, Grant, I just wanted to make open shots. I mean, like literally, that's
yeah.
If he does that,
he gave a couple of those.
Yeah, he's going to get 6 to 8 points every night if he just makes open shots. And I think their ball movement was really predicated on Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum attacking and not settling for the contested shot off the dribble, but looking to kick it out for a wide.
They got paint touches, yeah.
Yes. I mean, I can't even remember how many times. This may have been the most I've seen Jaylen Brown actually hit the paint and pass. And it was almost like carbon copy, dribble drive, get in the middle of the paint, kick it to his left. Dribble drive, get into the lane, kick it to his left. And there was always someone there. And Golden State, they never adjusted to that because they were so afraid of what he can do when he gets the ball in the paint, and understandably so. So, again, I thought Jalen and Jason more than anyone else had Golden State in kind of this space of uncertainty as to what the hell you should do defensively. Do I try to cut into the passing lane? And if I do that, he's going to have a layup. Okay, I can contest a potential layup, but he's going to kick it out to a teammate for an open shot. So they did a good job of keeping Golden State's defense a little bit off balance, helter-skelter most of the game.
Yeah, I love how Tatum was the point guard, especially those, you know, first like 3, 4, 5 possessions to start the game. You know, it really gets the Warriors defense on their heels, in my opinion, because they're not quite sure what they're going to do, right? They want to shadow him. They don't want to leave those open guys. So when he's moving the rock the way he is, it makes things really uncomfortable for the Warriors, it seemed like, defensively. And Jalen was doing the same thing. You know, when they're both in that sort of attack mode slash, you know, looking for the open player and making sure the ball is constantly rotating, I mean, that's when the offense can really kill. It can really sting the Warriors. However, the Warriors defense, I mean, look, it just – they didn't look like the same defense we saw in game two. You know, I think the Celtics did a really good job of keeping the Warriors on their heels. And I thought that they needed a performance out of Draymond, honestly, the Warriors. I mean, not just on the offensive end, but defensively, you know. And that's what I mean about Grant, too. Grant was banging down low. He was being physical, like getting those easy high percentage shots. Like, I think that's a big part of this as well. He's going to get those open shots. You want to see him hit a few of those three-pointers. But you also want him to be able to you know, be able to fight down low and not check out of the game or not try to get into it with Draymond. I thought he did a really good job keeping his composure.
Guys, yeah. I have some really sad news to give you guys. Klay Thompson is upset. He said, "We've played in front of rude fans before. Dropping F-bombs with children in the crowd. Really classy. Good job, Boston."
Well, first
what about
all,
the kids?
This game has a 9 o'clock start, 9:15 start. I'm sorry, but if your kid is in the building at 10:30, 11:30 at night,
right?
What is he, John?
He ain't going to school tomorrow. Yeah. I mean, Klay Thompson all of a sudden is the classiest guy in the world. I guess he's never dropped an F bomb in front of the kid.
Yeah.
Whatever. I like Klay Thompson a lot, but that seems like a strange thing to point out. It's like, this is the first crowd to ever swear.
Yeah. Yeah. Of all the things that transpired in this game, that's where your focus is on cursing?
I mean,
how about, doing a better job of contesting Jaylen on jump shots? How about, not letting Tatum go off for 8 points in the fourth quarter? How about not letting Grant Williams get offensive rebound putbacks? How about, not letting Derek White do what Derek White does? There's a million things that you could be upset and bothered by. But if that's what you're bothered by, then if you're the Celtics, you're like, bravo.
How about not having a teammate that deserves FU chants? I mean, simple as that. I think Draymond Green probably deserved a few of those anyway, so what's the big deal? Whatever it is.
Deuce has heard it all by now, guys.
Yeah, okay. Man. I wouldn't be shocked if Deuce was joining in on some of those chants, man.
That's legit the saddest thing.
Stop it, Jimmy. Stop.
That's the saddest thing I've ever heard.
He's a Celtics fan, too. So we have sad Klay tonight. I guess Steve Kerr said classy as well. He called the fans classy as well. So
are we really doing this?
Thanks, Jimmy.
That's so not you, Jimmy. This is so.
I'm reading. Jimmy's reading the news.
Don't shoot the messenger.
No, I'm not mad. I'm saying we, meaning they. Not,
yeah, meaning them. Yeah.
Like, is this a thing? Is this going to be a thing?
I'm surprised Kurt didn't drop the whole the Disney aspect of it. You know.
Also, but, what happened? Just going to be louder on Friday now. So congrats.
Curry get a little tweaked in a scrum here. People are talking about little limpy. Yeah. Somebody said maybe a wrap on his ankle. What happened there?
Well, that was the loose ball play where.
Yeah, that was it. But did anybody see him after that?
I mean, you guys are on site. No. You tell me. You guys got eyes over there or what?
Yes, Jimmy. Good. I saw him. I was just quizzing you. No, I didn't see anything.
Yeah, I didn't see anything. Who's saying that?
You got all these
people at the game. I wish we had someone at the game.
Yeah, seriously, we got four people at the game, and nobody has eyes on Steph Curry.
We need more reporters. I'm sending Gelso.
Send me.
next guy off the bench is Gelso. You're Tice.
I'm Neesmith, man.
You're
damn.
Tice. You're unplayable.
Damn it, man. Put me in, coach. No, I mean, I think
that's great. Now
I mean,
they're going to be swearing at Klay all game, and I like Klay. Yeah. So don't.
Yeah. No, on a Friday night, that the game four is going to be. It's going to be even worse.
Leave the children at home. We beg you.
You couldn't really see for sure what happened to Curry in that whole mess, other than I think it was it Al who kind of just maybe landed on him a little bit. I forget who it was in the Celtics, but it was just bodies on the floor. I mean. I know Kerr has issues with basketball plays that aren't basketball, but that was just a basketball play. Guys are on the floor. Curry puts himself in that position, then he's susceptible to getting hurt. I mean, hopefully he's not. Nobody wants to see anybody get hurt, never mind a superstar player. But I have no idea. I've been scrolling Twitter to see if there's been any updates. Unless I missed it, I haven't seen anything. Maybe there's
– Wow, Alfred. Al Horford did say he thought that it was the right call, the flagrant one. We don't know if that's exactly what it was.
No, I'm talking about the loose ball in the fourth quarter when their bodies were flying all over.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was going to say it probably. Yeah, that was the one that was probably.
That's when he came up hurting.
Yeah.
But yeah, as far as the three-pointer, that was legit, I guess. I mean, it wasn't like Al certainly didn't mean to do it. It wasn't like egregious, but
nowadays that's automatic. You know?
Right, right.
In today's Curry, NBA.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much there for guys like Curry. So obviously it's going to get called.
Unless you already have a technical foul. And yeah, true. It's just a call.
Both teams playing hard.
Oh, Joe Sway's up in the radio. Joe Sway's in a good spot. I like where he is.
Oh, he's in the grand. He's in the max seat.
Oh, after you took my spot. Word.
You're in the max seat, Joe Sway?
I feel like you've got a good lofty perch there. He gets to see Marcus walking by.
Joe Sway is still salty about his spot, John.
Marcus
I get that
has a nice
vibe.
I like where he is.
Just the transparency would have been great, but that's cool.
Joe Sway, I'm going there next time. I'm telling you now.
I know. From the show, I could tell where you sit, and I'm gonna sit in that same spot, Josue. Just ahead.
I know it was so hard to see me. It was so hard to see directly in front of you. But yeah,
the only guy sitting there,
2 feet. The only guy sitting 2 feet in front of you.
There's a whole row. What do you mean?
Josue gave us.
I'm talking to a meme.
I'm a guy. My screen has everybody you know on it. But yeah.
I sit next to a meme every game. Oh, after post. You know, he does his own post game. I do mine. You know, it's a little routine, but it's all right, John. Switch it up.
Be nice to Josue. Yeah. He gave us the Max versus Draymond feud. If it wasn't for Josue,
I wanted more Max tonight. I swear I asked for it. Max and Peyton. Is Peyton around? Or was he only out there?
No, he's in Spain. He said he'll see me in game 5. Yeah, okay. Prior engagement. You know what?
Hey, that's Gary Payton.
He's out of the country right now.
That's the life of Gary Payton. He just in Spain. It is what it is.
Can't be mad. Can't be mad at the glove.
Hey, maybe
I guess Dre commitment. Months going off right now too.
Oh really? Oh, I can't wait to hear this. I'm sure it's very well articulated.
I like a lot of what
people
Draymond
in the chat are asking
say,
me if I'm related to Juan Toscano Anderson.
Juan Toscano.
This was a few minutes, no?
He's my
cousin. Juan was the only guy who could pronounce any of the Massachusetts towns.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, they actually brought him in to some of the teams.
They're like,
help ask
they're like you're they're like you're smart. Can you figure it out? He's like, yeah, Colossus.
It's so, like it's up. It's Bill Ricca. Come on, bro.
Yeah.
Bill Ricca. It's Worcester. Anyways. Yeah. Where's Bobby at? What's Bobby? Is he still in press room patrol?
He's just yelling at a reporter.
Yeah, that's what Bobby's doing. Oh, that's what Draymond's doing.
What did Draymond say?
Hopefully, it's not Bobby. Hopefully, it is Bobby. Actually, that would be something. That would be something.
Jimmy wishing harm to his teammates. Damn, Jimmy.
I just want him to, you know, you. That's, dude. You know, Sherrod. You know, you've seen me getting yelled at before.
I know. It's kind of funny.
You learn from it, man. You learn from it.
What, get yelled at a presser?
This is shocking. This might be shocking here, but I've been yelled at by some NBA players over my career.
Was it Rondo?
Really?
Was it Rondo?
It was definitely Rondo.
I mean, probably.
Rondo looked at Jimmy and was like, I'm going to yell
at you. Was it KG?
Oh, KG. Nah, KG wouldn't. He didn't yell at me, but I would say he was probably like, what's this dude's deal? Like, if more than once, like, about me, for sure.
Yeah, what's this motherfucker? Yeah.
Yeah.
Who is this mother?
It was more like visiting locker rooms. I as you know, I always have to go to the visitor locker room. So
yeah,
I would leave it all out there. I would be like, I ain't gonna see this guy the rest of the season. I'm just gonna put it out there and see what happens.
Honestly, if you're at TD Garden, every single word out of your mouth has to be a swear on Friday.
You guys nothing will be there, so
nothing but swears. I'm looking for Draymond.
Yeah.
He got really
mad.
There's
gonna be a lot of mean words yelled.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm starting to think, before we get the Draymond clip, I'm starting to think that this is Clay's way of rallying behind, or probably the team, right? Steve Kerr saying, look, you know, let's do this for Draymond one time, because he was getting these chants and everything out of the blue. There were some people confused as to, like, why are they doing this? Draymond didn't do anything in the play. It's like, no, this is Boston, okay? So whenever they feel like doing a chant, they're going to just come – chant whenever they feel like talking about Draymond. That's exactly what happened throughout. He didn't have to do something in particular.
So what happened in the press conference, Jake Fisher Jake Fisher asked Draymond whether he gives away too many, strategic things in his podcast.
Oh, really? I like that. Al Horford turned Draymond Green into a full-time podcaster, I think.
Oh, yeah, that was way off.
And Draymond lost his mind and Ket went at him and told him he was dumb, and then answered another question, then came back to him to tell him he was dumb again.
Unhinged.
And also –
Who was this? Who did he say this to?
Jake Fisher. Good dude.
Oh, wow.
That's my guy.
Yeah.
Jake Fisher's a good dude.
That's Sherrod's guy.
That's my guy, Bleach Report teammate.
Oh, he's about to be on the next episode of the A-List podcast.
He's about to tag you in, Sherrod. You better be careful, man.
I'm on a top rope on the ninth floor. It might take me a minute to get there.
He's leaning over the ninth He's leaning over the balcony waiting for the tag in. Oh, man.
Oh, I know exactly where Sherrod's at, too. That's a nice spot.
It's a good spot.
He's in the club.
Nice spot. Wow.
The Halo Club.
This is, you know,
Draymond's in his feelings, huh?
The thing about the Warriors, and you think about what Draymond's talking about, think about Clay. They're deflecting from what happened tonight.
Yes.
I mean, you got your ass beat. The Celtics out-toughed you, and you're talking about cursing and you know, getting angry at a reporter because you don't like his question, which is funny and kind of ironic considering now you're part of the media and very thing that you are getting upset. You're part of that machine. Draymond.
We said it before.
Right. Which is part of his. No, I was just going to say that's part of his scheming, I guess, right? I feel like this has been part of his, what he wants to do, get inside the Celtics' head. It obviously worked in game two. And he's trying to get right back in there. Like, I think it's all relative. I really do.
Front runners.
And I think you're spot on. I think you're spot on, Sherrod. It's similar to what he was saying after game one, talking about, oh, well, they don't. Guys like Al Horford and Derek White and Marcus Smart, they're not going to make that many threes. Like, but Al Horford was your defensive assignment. And he led the team in scoring. He became the, you know, his debut, it was immaculate against you. You were his main. Talk about that. You know what I mean? Like, talk about the game. Talk about what went wrong and why you guys lost by 16 points today. You know, like, that's – it seems like the Warriors, when they lose, when they're in their feelings and after an L – this is what they do. They just talk about anything but the game or things that don't actually impact the actual game.
I mean, that's what we talked about. And that's why, again, the confidence level was higher, you know, obviously higher after game one than game two. But even after game two, I feel like they're front runners. I feel like they're more likely to buckle than the Celtics. You talk about, you know, how many times have we seen, you know, you have times where you get critical of Tatum and or Brown, you know, they, you know, disappearing late in games. Curry and Clay. And again, should be focused more on where they were in the fourth quarter when the game needed to be won. They were combined 1-for-7. They both looked gassed. And
someone said, imagine Bobby asking Dre that question. Bright red. That's all I'm going to say.
It happens. It's good for you. It puts hair on your chest.
It does.
It does.
I just can't believe.
But it is, man, ridiculous.
I got to watch this clip. I got to see how mad Draymond was. But man, talk about getting a taste of your own medicine, right? A little bit.
We've talked about this before, but I will say I've never asked Bill Belichick a question just because I don't want to be posterized, you know?
You've never asked Bill a question?
And I've been in about 4,000 Bill professors. I know.
I would have kept that to myself, John. I would have kept that one.
I'm being honest. There's no point. It doesn't matter if, like, the second smartest football person on the planet told me what to ask. If it came out of my mouth, he'd be like, I'm not answering it because it's you. Because I don't know you, and I don't respect. And no matter what, I would get a non-answer, and I'd probably get posterized. So I just never asked.
Was there any particular question where you were just like, you really wanted to ask?
It was issues-based stuff. Not
see, John's questions
stuff.
Are all going to be like, what the hell went wrong out there?
No. I would
no
never.
No one
ask,
wants to answer John's question.
I would never ask that football. It was only when there was stuff going on around the team and he was obfuscating and stuff like that, where I wanted to pull a Byron Barnett and jump in there and bring. What? You know.
Why would you name?
I want the truth. You know, like I wanted one of those.
Yeah, you're right. I wouldn't want to answer a question from you either. I get Bill on a Friday. I hold my questions until Friday.
I'm gonna, for the first time in history, end this show without even telling Bobby.
Someone goes. Hold on, real quick. Someone goes. John Zanis, why did you deflate the footballs, coach?
Yeah. Bobby says.
No, that. John would not ask that kind of question. No.
Well, that's the point.
I was at that press conference. I do think
just because they're smarter than you in the thing that they do, they think they're smarter than you in everything, and they're not. Like when it came to like all of the nonsense that was being said
they
around that
are,
time, you know.
When it comes to you, but anyway,
they might be. They might be. I'll give Bobby last call, and we'll go around the horn, and that's about that. That's it. If he's gonna sit here and walk Luke Cornett to his car, he's not gonna get to come on the show. Okay?
Like, what else does he have to say to Luke, man? He's met the whole family by now.
I'm dying laughing because I'm thinking to myself, wait, Tatum's gone. Jalen's gone. Like, what?
I think he's got his sister on speed dial.
What's holding him up?
He's doing a walk and talk with Luke right now.
Those 9 minutes he got with Luke apparently Luke. Wasn't enough.
Luke, I'll see you at the Red Lobster later.
I mean, 9+ minutes with Luke Cornette. All right,
dude, yeah. I'll see you there.
Yeah, okay, but I mean, that's 9 more minutes than Luke has done media with anybody. So I think he was okay with it.
Oh, yeah.
He was loving it.
He is okay. Bobby just texted that he's on his way. Again, I'm hoping he's going to say, I'm hoping he sets up like right here, which would be great.
He's sitting up in Luke's back seat, man. Don't worry about it.
Should I just pull back here and just let Bobby sit next to me and just make it easier on him? Or make him go through the whole exercise of setting himself up?
Yeah, it's probably going to be quicker.
Let's see if he pulls a Joe's way.
Maybe he just jumped in my stead.
He's probably, yeah, you know what? He's going to pull a Joe's way and sitting right behind me, probably. Because I'm never over here.
That's great.
Joe's way is proud. He potentially photobombed the show.
No, I'm proud of that. So I was not proud. With a chair.
We've done this a little bit, but anything about tonight, like we're always, you know, this whole like who's got momentum. There was like articles today, like Golden State has regained control of the series because they won the last game. And I know we're gonna keep doing this and swinging the pendulum, but like, again, it's all about the feels. How do you feel? How do you feel after the game one? How do you feel after game two? Now it's 3 games. You have a larger sample size to choose from here. Do you think anything carries over, or we just start all over again? And who knows which Celtics you get, and who knows which Warriors you get? Because that's what it felt like with Miami. That's what it felt like with Miami. I was like, I have no idea who's going to show up and play tonight.
I think the defense carries over. I really do, because if you're the Celtics, I feel like you walk away from this one thinking, you know, you survived maybe they're one of their better performances that you're going to see on the road.
And that's
right?
What Sherrod and Jimmy were both saying the same thing. It's like you survived big games from Clay and Curry.
Right. Exactly. Like this is the best we've seen out of Clay. And, you know, it's if you're the Golden State Warriors, I feel like this isn't one of those games where, you know what, it's not one of those games like where Andrew Wiggins told me after game one, where he felt like after the long pause, he was like, well, I felt like that they stole one from us. I don't think they feel that way about this one. Celtics just straight up took it from them. I don't think it's one of those that was sort of, you know, yeah, sure, the Warriors did come back in the fourth quarter and grab that lead, but you saw the Celtics go on that huge run after that, what, you know, 4-point play from Curry, and, you know, they pull ahead, and you think it's going to be competitive throughout, but it's not. Celtics gave them the final punch and then walked away with a 16-point victory. So I feel like if you're the Celtics, you got them right where you want them. You got to put your foot on their necks. You know, you got to make sure you grab this one and head back to San Francisco feeling great, feeling comfortable about, you know, having this lead, being able to say you won 2 games in a row in the NBA final. I think that would go a long way for the Celtics
team. Every time we say that,
level.
Every time we say the foot on the next thing, and it feels like the next game they come out here and literally,
well, they literally try to
help them off the ground. It's like the opposite. It's like, what can I do for you today? You know, and that's what it's been.
Well, they've done it before. You know, so that's encouraging.
And I don't know. It's just
I think this win's encouraging. I really do. I mean, Rob's health is always going to be a concern. You know, that's why I'm really looking at Grant Williams to continue this, maybe even step it up a notch in game four, because, you know, right now you're getting that one day off in between.
Now you got the short turnaround,
Rob. You got the short turnaround, yeah. Rob. So I don't think that's going to be a tough turnaround for him.
It's still the 26 minutes was quite a few when they went.
See, that's up there.
When they went to mainly one big, they really very seldom shared the court. Obviously, to start the two halves, and then one other short stint there, one stint in the fourth. But for the most part, they did try to hold it there. I thought going single big would actually help save. I thought Cornette would save his minutes. Bobby.
Hey.
Hey,
I like that idea.
What's up, buddy?
He's in the family section.
Luke just pops up from behind. Like, yeah.
You know, you call some people that aren't family. It's how it goes. Man, who else has Nelly stuck in their head? John, I know you do.
I was talking
to Jammer.
We were talking about it. I was watching
St. Louis is in the building.
Watching in the stands, and like a bunch of people were like, I know this song, You know, this is great. I love this guy. I've heard this before.
Nelly's a legend, man. Nelly legitimately was my favorite rapper growing up. So I'll leave it at that.
Yeah. I love the Pats 2001 Super Bowl. I always have number one.
That song's forever connected to that team.
My head because of that team. And the so rally. That gives me chills. The rally, and then when they came out at Fenway for opening day, and they just walked out the monster. Because that's the first time they did that move, because we hadn't won championships yet. And you're at Red Sox opening day, and they just came from behind the monster, and Nelly's number one was playing. It was like Brady.
You know what's funny, John?
Before he was too big, Brady's like
Kruski, Ty, like Malloy. Yeah. That was sick, man.
You know what? I didn't even like that song at first, and then once it got connected with the Patriots, now it's forever etched in my memory. That championship,
So that
rally, man.
Looking for John.
That'll never happen again.
I'm in the Gorman seat.
What's Gucci, Bobby? Was Gucci
Give me a wave. I haven't seen you all night. Come on.
Bobby, I'm down below. looking up.
You should have seen the look on my face. You should have seen the look on my face when I saw this dude. I was not happy. Like, dude, you're here. Like, what?
So I see you guys were talking, Rob.
Talking to everything, man. It's been on for an hour and
15. It's amazing what he did tonight.
We've talked about Nelly and Meatloaf, too. I mean,
I forget exactly what you said about Rob after the last game, but your expectations seemed low for him for the rest of the way. And I said, if he's not. If he's going to continue to deteriorate, if he's going to continue to decline, the Celtics are in big trouble here. By contrast, if you were getting the real Rob in the series, which I think we saw shades of in that fourth quarter, I don't think the Warriors have an answer. Like I don't know if I said he was my X factor, but he really was in this series. They have no answer for him when he's chasing down offensive rebounds, when he's playing that back line, rotating right, making some passes even, and just doing all those Rob things. Like, this is really the worst matchup of any team from their perspective, the Warriors side, that has gone against Rob. They just have a buddy to throw at him out there.
We like Rob things. Yeah.
Yeah. So this changes the series for sure. If you're going to go one good, one bad, that's probably enough.
This one was fun. Steve Volpett was just sauntering by here.
I saw that.
And he showed me on his phone. He tweeted a minute ago on his phone. According to Steve, Udoka might have saved the Celtics with a key question during a timeout after they committed some bad turnovers. The source says Udoka stepped into the huddle and said, "Will you guys stop playing like assholes?"
That sounds like something he would say.
That sounds like something he would say.
Totally.
So,
and everyone nods their heads.
We're thinking it. Yes, he says it. That's great. They're like, yeah. So that's good stuff there. But yeah, Bobby, are you ready to declare it over? That's really all we waited around for.
Yeah.
We wanted to see which way the Bobby pendulum swings.
It's getting close, but it's not quite
there. Look at Sherrod.
No. I mean, again,
you don't do it, Bobby. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Sherrod wants pauses.
I'm not going to do it.
Okay.
I mean, everyone's going to call it over after Friday. You want to be first or you want to be last?
No, I'm not going to do it. If they win Friday, it's close.
Don't let the peer pressure get you, Bobby. You know what Jimmy's doing. It's peer pressure.
Well, listen, I mean, if they win Friday, everyone's calling it over. So you can be a leader or a follower, I guess.
You can get ahead
of it. They're in huge trouble. Can I say that? They're in ginormous trouble. And they have been from the start. This is a bad matchup for them. Again, I'm stunned they were favorites in the series. Yeah, like they have size issues. They have Poole doing nothing. They have issues rebounding in the fourth quarter. Curry looks banged up. They're in trouble here. They're
the ones messing with what they do in order to try to figure out how to match up here. This is Bobby and I have been lockstep on this entire series, and maybe the first time in anything this entire season
ever. This whole series, John and I have just been arm in arm.
The whole time, just walking right down, you know, like I'm with you on all of that, Bobby. I totally agree. I like the Garden to keep the lights on for a long time too, huh? This is great.
Don't you look good?
Normally, you know,
I know
they start taking away the panels like it's like Hubert or something. Yeah, they're just taking away.
I'll say this too.
Someone in the NBA must have told him to shut that up or something, because they don't do it anymore.
They hit all those shots this game, and they're still down to like 10 the whole way. That's concerning to them. They're forcing turnovers. They're turning over. So that was another thing I think John and I both agreed on in this series, is that the turnovers aren't going to hurt Boston as much, because the Warriors do it too. And Curry, those 3-1s to start the fourth quarter, just debilitating. Just brutal throwaways. He goes 1-4 in the fourth. I don't know how you can feel good about Golden State coming out of
Curry
this
had those multiple. Curry looked like he completely powered down in the fourth quarter, right?
Yeah, and he looked tired. Yeah. Saw him
tired. That's what I mean.
After Tatum tripped him up there, you could even see him breathing on the ground. You saw it kind of like his back swelling up and down.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
and those attempts too.
I don't know. You're not going to shoot your way to this championship if you're them. You got to do something else. And if Rob's stealing up the area, where to go? I don't know what they do. They've tried just about every lineup here. They've tried Green hacking away, and he follows out of this one. Jimmy.
What's up, dude?
You want me to say it? You really want me to say it? Because I don't know. I don't know how they're going to win this series. If the Celtics stay healthy, if they keep doing...
The first time Bobby was offered alcohol, he waited like 20 minutes. Guys, you guys really want me to...
Yeah. Say it, dude. Just say what you feel. Say what you feel.
I think the Celtics got this. I really do.
Hey, here you go, Celtics fans.
Sherrod's gone. See ya.
We lost Sherrod.
What's wrong with saying how you feel?
Nothing. We encourage
only it. Because if there's one thing we did learn, and I feel the way you did too, and again, it's not about the Celtics' best versus the Golden State's best. I do believe they can. They'll, you know, it's
Chat's going
the Celtics. Will bad Celtics, you know? Because I mean, if we've learned
but
anything,
they have John, and they keep winning.
Peer pressure, bro.
You get it. But if we've heard anything, if we've learned anything, it's that however you feel after one game, you're going to feel totally different the next game. And that's been that's been pretty consistent.
Well,
now
I'm not saying they're going to win in five.
That's been pretty consistent since
Jimmy was definitely
since
the
May, since Brooklyn. Clay, Curry for what it's worth, talking about his foot. Said it felt like a sprain. Says he's not going to miss any time. Feels like the same
what
sort of
did
thing
he hurt
he
it on, John? I didn't see
in,
it.
And
had to be the one
the scrum for the loose ball. I think right there.
Yeah.
He came up a little off. Somebody said I thought I saw on Twitter that he had a little. It was wrapped a little bit, and he himself he self-diagnosed it as a sprain. So I mean, who knows what it is, but he said he was, you know, the I'll be fine. Again, there's not much you can take out of that because it's all coming out of Curry's mouth after the game without any real medical diagnosis, but it's something to keep an eye on here. Anything less than 100% Curry and it's over. I'm just kidding. But obviously that's going to be a problem.
He's carrying all the weight for them. I mean, who else is doing anything? Clay got going a little bit here, but that's it.
Yeah. Let's,
Clay got going.
Guys, let's wrap it. What do you guys think? Final thoughts here. Start with Sherrod.
Celtics have done what you're supposed to do. When you steal home court advantage from a team, the goal is to maintain it and close them out. And they've taken step one in that with this game three win. But game four is going to be so damn hard because you know Draymond is going to be better. You know Draymond is going to use the negativity that he was flowing throughout the TD Garden and try to channel that in a positive way. How are they going to handle Draymond? Because Steph, listen, you know what you need to do with Steph. Steph's a scorer. You try to minimize his scoring touches, and it looks clean looks. But Draymond does so many intangible things that you can't necessarily box him up neat and tidy. It's going to be a little bit messy, and game four is going to be hard. It's going to be way harder than game three.
Yeah, agreed. You know, I think the Warriors are gonna take it up another notch in terms of the defense, that physicality, trying to disrupt the Celtics' flow, their focus, and the Celtics just have to maintain this thing, you know, one play at a time. And I know that sounds cliche, but I just feel like when you look at the Celtics in the past after wins, it's almost like they're going for these home runs all the time. You know, passing two or three times per possession, and you know, Tatum dribble sometimes. You know, Jaylen starts running into three players and losing the ball. Look, the Warriors will capitalize that in a big way. They'll go on their run. I mean, we saw them do it tonight. They did that in, what, 2 minutes? You know, they've done that before, and especially when the Celtics are, you know, out of sync in the sense of getting into it with the officials or feel like they're not getting their own way, they tend to go into those bad habits. And those habits tend to happen, at least in the postseason, after they come up with a big win. This would be one of those examples. So the Celtics cannot fall into that same trap, and they have to maintain the same sort of composure they had in game three. You know, guys like Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown are just more the same. I thought this was a terrific performance from the both of those guys. And I thought it really showed who they are right now, you know, in the sense of just trying to get everyone involved and not trying to just do things on their own, you know, and not trying to play the you go and an I go type of basketball, but rather what's best for the team and what the defense has been giving them. And they did a really good job in keeping their focus in that second half.
Yeah, we outlasted TNT's post game, guys. Congratulations, we did it.
Nice.
We're basically
TNT. So.
Yeah.
No,
that's what Kenny said.
Kenny Smith just stomped on the logo.
The disrespect.
Yeah, hey,
get Kenny. Oh, look at Joe Sway.
Yo, Kenny.
Yeah, get Charles on the show. Get Charles on.
No Charles.
Take that back, man.
Isaiah, IT was here. The other Isaiah, the old Isaiah.
You're supposed to film stuff like that, John.
The other Isaiah.
I tried. It happened so fast.
I got the Kyrie one. You couldn't get this one?
I no. If I was sitting
oh,
where
you really
were, maybe.
Did stomp on the logo, huh? You really did.
Yeah, he did.
That's my stuff.
He always wanted to do that, like a true New York.
Water bottle incoming.
Yeah. Jimmy, is it over?
Too soon.
Wait.
Yeah, I'm not
going to say it. You can
say it,
but Jimmy can't say it?
Too soon for me to say it. I like where this is trending for the Celtics after tonight. And again, we know what the Warriors are capable of. We know how quickly they can turn a game around just like that. And they did it tonight. I mean, that third quarter. So it just had a great response. It's going to come down to, I think, again, you know, can Rob recover in this one day here? That's one less day to recover. So I'm not sure if you're going to get an effective Rob. Game four is always the most important game in the series. It's going to basically dictate, you know, how the rest of this series goes. And the Celtics can pull it off. They have a commanding 3-1 lead. If not, new life for the Warriors as they head back to California. So just a massive Friday night game. It's going to be electric at the TD Garden, I'm sure. I'm excited for it. I'm not going to call it one way or the other. I don't think anyone really knows for sure. But gun to head, I'm obviously going to stick with the Celtics. They've been the team that I've been riding with this whole way through. I like the fight with this team. Now, the difference is now they're coming off a win. They got to put the foot on the neck of this Warriors team. Sherrod thinks Draymond's going to come back strong. I say he won't. I think he's toast. I think the Celtics have figured out a way to neutralize him. And I'm not really concerned about him. I'm only concerned about Klay getting on a hot streak. And if Steph and Klay can do their thing, then we're talking about a different series here.
Yeah, I like the adjustment. I like the single big. I like what Ime did tonight, with the exception of kind of all of that drop coverage in the third, which I think was the Celtics just not executing rather than Ime saying play bad defense on the threes and give them, you know, wide open looks.
Yeah, that makes you feel better about it. But I also don't know what you do because they want to. That's
nothing.
How they want to play defense.
Sometimes.
In general. Yeah.
Sometimes
you're sending Horford and Rabah to the perimeter. That's the alternative, right?
Yep. And so I get it. I understand what they're doing there. They don't want to get beat, but it's a pick your poison scenario. So we'll see. But that was probably the only thing that was slightly off. Again, Bobby, they didn't quite go with that small starting lineup, but they almost did by subbing out Rob.
How about
three
the quick rotation?
In,
yeah.
3 minutes into
got more out of him.
Both halves, and then they basically only played. They got more out of Rob. You know, Horford and Rob are like 26, 25 minutes. That's manageable for your bigs there, Rob being injured and Al being old. As the series goes now, you know, every other day, I think that's important. So, yeah, who we see, which Rob.
Al's right on fumes right now. What you mean? I don't think that's relevant.
His best, man. I mean,
he had a rough third.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah,
he did.
I don't know.
7-point play. I've never seen that before.
he had fouls on like seven straight possessions. I thought honestly, he had a rough go of it there. The whole
they're super fortunate. Rob had that burst in him, and you know that's a benefit of the 3 minute thing that they were doing with him anyway. Then you had him for the whole fourth. Staggering him was a great idea. I thought screening Smart a lot more and getting him in some short roll pick and pop situations to make secondary passes was great early. The offense as a whole was just awesome in the first quarter. You know, you got some good shooting.
Near Tate flawless offensively, well. Minus the turnovers, yeah.
And Brown, again, like there's certain things I didn't expect out of this game. I stay in big at times. I thought they'd get to Grant at center. They didn't, but it worked out in the end. Overall, Brown attacking Green one-on-one. Didn't expect that to work, but it did, and it set a tone. There was a play with John, that play that drove us crazy, switching Green on the Brown and staying there and embracing that matchup. I was like, get him out of there. But he attacked downhill and hit a little floater over him for the first score of the game. So Brown was awesome. He set a big tone early. And, you know, Jimmy, to your point, what's going to frustrate me about this series, if this is what it becomes, is do they call Green loosely one game, Green tight the next game? And it's just like a seesaw of how they call Green. Because, of course, they tightened up on him tonight if he's allowed to do what he does.
You hate to bring in, you know, referees into it, but obviously, you know, you have the crew tonight, and part of the thinking was they were coming in to calm Green down and just keep things from getting out of hand after losing control of game two. But now you don't have the extender working game four, so I'm kind of curious how that's going to look, you know, with Foster having officiated tonight.
We don't want the extender.
You don't want the extender in game
four.
We want
to end this. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll see what happens. We are going to wrap it. We've been going about 90 here, and it's a short term.
Right.
At least I, with Wayne, Bobby has no choice, so Bobby's going to join me for sure. But we'll be back with a live Garden Report tomorrow night. He just left. What a
Hollywood.
Jerk.
Look at this
big
guy,
time.
Last one to show, first one to leave.
Doesn't like being told.
That's how we say about Bobby, right? Last one in, first guy out type of guy.
Doesn't like being told what to do.
You hate to see it.
Yeah.
They always learn the hard way, don't they?
Yeah, so we're going to wrap it. Anyway, thanks, guys. Yeah. These guys.
thanks
again.
Guys. Thanks, obviously, HelloFresh.
I gotta give one more shout out to HelloFresh because Sherrod's about to go home and cook some right now. Late dinner.
Late night meatloaf.
HelloFresh.com/playoff16. Use the code playoff16. Up to 16 free meals, 3 free gifts. Sherrod Blakely is cooking meatloaf, that for a fact.
5 minutes of prep. All it takes, 5 minutes to prep.
Sherrod Blakely's cooking meatloaf tomorrow. I've got my spring seasonal menu coming starting on Monday. Ooh, we're psyched about it. But again, you got to hit that URL, HelloFresh.com/playoff16. Use the code playoff16 up to 16 free meals, 3 free gifts. It's a phenomenal deal. Phenomenal.
Like my camera.
And if you haven't already, if you're visiting us for the first time, subscribe to our YouTube channel. Turn on your notifications every time we go live. Bing! It'll tell you about it.
Yeah.
And face us, or you can follow us on Twitter. Our handles are here on the screen, or you could go to Celtics CLNS and we'll notify you when we go live. Look for something tomorrow night around 8 o'clock, which will be a game for preview. I'm sorry you won't get well lit up younger Zanis from the Garden. It'll be frumpy blue.
Gonna get the camera crew in for the
but I might have to have Glenn Gleason, one of the two camera guys, come in and set my lights for tomorrow, because he'll come, he'll do it.
Is that him?
Yeah. It's hard for me
That's
to focus.
So
I kind of want to talk to
Glenn, right?
Yeah. Tell Glenn I said hi. Tell him right now. There.
Jimmy Toscano says hi. Sherrod says hi.
Yeah, Jimmy, Glenn never liked you, bro. He told me that.
Yeah, I heard he never liked you either.
Glenn loves me, dude.
Yeah. I heard the same thing just way.
Anyway, we're going to wrap it. Thank you guys for hanging in. Good audience tonight. We are back again tomorrow. Celtics win.
I'm all blurry, but it's all good.
Celtics win big.
14 wins.
See you boys Friday.
Two left. Playoff 16. That's the promo code. 16 wins. Celtics have two left. We'll be back game four. Friday night here, back here at the Garden. The whole crew is going to be here again. Maybe Nick too. Definitely not Jimmy. Good night.